Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about local government redesign.
Right.
That seems like a complicated phrase. What is it all about?
Well, it is kind of complicated. We just finished putting together our research agenda for the year, and part of the process of that is asking people all over the state what they're interested in, what they would like us to look into. And the thing that came up the most in one form or another was local government redesign, the idea that since everybody has to do more with less, we need to start looking at how to do things in new and different ways. Uh-huh. And so we're looking into that. And one of the things that has just happened recently is that the Humphrey Institute at the U of M has just come out with a report on local government redesign, which they put together with a group of people from all over the state in various levels of government, private organizations, nonprofit organizations, and they took a good hard look at what's being done and the different methods and ways of thinking about doing new things.
So the idea is it's almost like a clearinghouse of ideas, and then maybe those ideas
right.
can be shared with other
right.
communities?
Or? They talk about new ways of thinking about doing government, and you don't really realize it, but when you start thinking about it, government has really been done pretty much the same way for the last 50, 60 years.
Right.
It's a top-down command and control system, and it's developed into what we call today our bureaucracy. This is more of a bottom-up design, bringing more people in, figuring out how to do things differently.
Is it getting more volunteers involved in government? Getting more community members involved in government?
The idea is really, instead of looking at what you don't have anymore, where to cut, you know, what to get rid of, it's figuring out what you can do with what you have.
Mm.
You know, so you have 15% less. Well, you figure out what you can do now with that 85% that you now have. And one thing that a lot of towns have, you know, a little small town out west will think, well, we don't have anything right now. Well, what you do have is you do have neighbors, and you do have a county that you exist within. And so in the long lists of innovative things that communities are doing that they give as examples in the report are lists of things where several city governments or cities and counties or cities and nonprofits and counties have gotten together and done something cooperatively and have basically done it more effectively than they could have done otherwise and at a lower cost. And so there really is a good long laundry list of examples of things that towns can do.
So those collaborative things, while they're maybe a little bit more complicated, do in the long run make things more efficient, save money.
They can, yes.
Marnie, thanks so much. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.